the branded in some way with our main core brand. Even if it's Sauce Tacos, it's still going to be Sauce Tacos. You know, Sauce will still be the brand pushing all of it.
Right. So who came up with his name, Sauce? You, your brother?
It was, you know, it's harder than you think to name a restaurant, first of all. especially when you have a couple partners. But we kind of liked the name Sauce. When we were remodeling the restaurant, we literally, because we were painting the walls and, like, paint, we'd paint different names that we thought of the restaurant would work all over while we were working so that you were just seeing them all the time. And Sauce just kind of stuck. And then one of my business partners, as we were sitting around one day having a beer, took a cocktail napkin and was drawing, if you see our logo, it's kind of a cross between, depending on how you look at it, a ladle.
You're right.
Or you could see a nose smelling a soup or something like that, just depending on it.
That's true. Or a mouth with a nose,
He basically wrote it out on a cocktail napkin while we were having a beer, and a friend of ours is still our, like, marketing design person, took that and created our logo, and off we went.
Amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of value in partnership. Good. So there's so much happening with you in your life. I mean, are you scared?
No.
Okay.
Never. No, I've never been. It's actually, I don't know, maybe a good trait, but, like, I've never gone into any of the projects we do and thought we would fail. It's never crossed my mind. You know, I mean, not that we haven't failed and not that we haven't stumbled, but we learn and move on. I don't want to sound like I'm perfect because I'm far from that, you know. But no, I don't worry. I mean, I think when we bought our building in San Francisco, that was probably the only time I was nervous, but just more because the amount, you know, just because if it didn't go through, it was kind of like, what are we going to do? It was a keystone to what we wanted to do, and without it, I don't know that we would have been. I'd still be, you know, I would have done something else, but it would have pivoted. But other than that, no, I don't think in terms of, it doesn't make me nervous. I mean, every now and then when we open a business, we always go out and we get our business model, the way we work, is we usually go out and find partners, silent partners to invest with us. And so in the beginning, I would say I'm always a little nervous just because some of it's somebody else's money, and I obviously they know it's a risk, but it's still, you know, they're mostly people you're good friends with, so you don't want to, you know, you want to succeed, but even then I'm not really that nervous. I know we'll be able to, even if we have to pivot, we'll be able to pivot and make money at some point, even if what we thought we were going to do turns out to not be what we're doing, you know?
Right. So what's exciting in the restaurant space? I mean, I'm going to just tailor this conversation more towards the restaurants a little bit, because I know you're heading in a direction of hotels also.
Right.
In the restaurant space, I mean, are you excited? Is there something happening, something going to happen, or generally is there excitement? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so Sauce Belden will actually turn 5 here on the 17th of this month. So that's exciting for us. You know, we've been meeting, me and my partners. We're talking about some redesign of the concept a little bit as people's dining changes to more, I don't have a great term for it, but I almost like the steakhouse feel of, like, you know, you go to a steakhouse and you get a steak and everything else is a la carte. And to move into, like, that style of food with regular food. And we've always been very big on our food is very shareable. We engineer it that way. You know, the way it comes, we want you to order 4 things and put it in the middle of the table and everybody try all 4 things, you know. So it's more to try to engineer the entrees into more of that. We've started already with, we call it like a dinner for 2, and we'll do like a huge like tomahawk chop steak and the sides. So more evolving our restaurant into the even more shareable with the entrees being more shareable, you know, so when you maybe, you know, if you get the chicken parm, for example, one of our menu items, you know, it'll come out sliced up. So it's very easy to share and try different stuff. So it's exciting. It's just fun. And, you know, I mean, with the restaurants being in California, it's always fun. There's always just something new you've never heard of, some new produce, some new something, you know. I mean, one of the advantages of California is just the amazing amount of fresh everything you can get every day, you know.
Right. So Nate, you know, the more I'm hearing from you is it sounds like you're really passionate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like you just, you know, when we first began speaking, you said that you really loved, you know, doing helping people out or serving, or the way the functions came out, or if you could make somebody's, you know, anniversary or engagement the best day. I mean, it means something to you. And it looks,
Absolutely.
you know, and you got a couple of kids, you have, you know, you have a bustling family, a good business going. I mean, it's a lot of passion in there. So what do you get out of it? I mean, through this business, what is it doing for you personally?
Well, I mean, it does a lot. I mean, you know, I mean, if I'm not the kind of person that could be in a cubicle crunching numbers all day. Now, I crunch plenty of numbers for the restaurant, but you know, working in a restaurant, you know, it gives me the freedom to do a lot of things that I want. You know, I mean, if I decide I want to take my kids skiing, you know, I work in a restaurant. You have that ability to bounce out and do other things. But I mean, for me personally, I don't know, it's fulfilling. It's what I like to do. You know, I don't mind going to work. I love going to work. I love seeing all the people I work with. My, you know, our staff's amazing. You know, like they're friends. They're not just people to work for me. And, you know, to be able to
Right.
sit down in the same kind of sense and say, hey, I'm going to go from sitting in a meeting with some lady to, you know, here she is in her wedding dress and everything went
Right.
perfect, you know? So.
Yeah, I can see that happening. So what's the one thing, you know, that you want more of today? I mean, happy family, good business going. What's the one thing you want more of today, personally, professionally, anything?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, I don't know. For me, like, I always want there to be a new challenge, as weird as that sounds, whether that's
Right.
trying to acquire another business, whether it's growing one, whether it's even selling one. Like, we've realized, and so have my business partners, that after opening a new business, it takes us about 3 years, and then we get bored. And not bored, but we have between 2 and 3 years, we get the itch and we start looking for another business, another, what's the next thing we're going to do? So that's what I look forward to, is what's the next challenge? How are we going to finance this one? Where are we going to find it? Is the lease okay? You know, like, it's always, and that's what I like about the restaurant industry. It's always evolving. It's always changing. It's not like stuck in its ways. You know, whether it's, I mean, I used food trucks, you know, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, if you drove up with a food truck, people would be like, what are you doing? Those are construction sites. Now they're starting to already go out, but you know,